And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 3rd of November. November 3rd is Jellyfish Day. Jellyfish are a class of marine invertebrate animals who have been around longer than dinosaurs. Perfectly preserved 505 million-year-old jellyfish fossils have been discovered in Utah. This find was particularly mind-boggling because jellyfish, having no bones, rarely leave a trace of their existence like other animals do. The German zoologist and naturalist Ernst Haeckel illustrated the evolution of many organisms, jellyfish included, to show how primitive animal forms gradually came to be the versions we all know now. He theorized that jellyfish split from the rest of the organisms at an earlier date, which is why they look so different from other species. More than 2,000 species of jellyfish exist around the world today. They're not fish, they're plankton, and are closely related to sea anemones and corals, which is why some scientists prefer to call them jellies, or sea jellies, instead of jellyfish. Instead of a single centralized brain, jellyfish possess a body-wide network of nerves that communicate with each other, allowing them to detect touch, temperature, salinity, and more. The jellyfish brain, composed of approximately 10,000 neurons, is dispersed throughout the animal's body. They may be the first ever animals with no central nervous system to have been observed sleeping. At night, jellyfish become less active and less responsive, indicating that they enter a sleep-like state. They survive and thrive almost all over the world because they need very little oxygen. They can survive in any water, enjoy a broad diet, reproduce very quickly, and shrink when food reserves reduce, only to revive themselves when food is available again. Jellies can be found in pink, red, yellow, purple, blue, or even clear. And nearly half of the entire jellyfish population on Earth glow brightly because of a physical trait called bioluminescence. Comb jellies, for example, produce bright flashes of light to startle their predators and give them time to escape. Other jellyfish can release a glowing tentacle as a decoy. Some even send thousands of glowing particles into the water to confuse their predator. Today is the birthday of Colin Kaepernick, born on this day in 1987. Colin Kaepernick is an American civil rights activist and former professional football quarterback. In 2016, he knelt during the national anthem at the start of NFL games in protest of police brutality and racial inequality in the United States. I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses Black people and people of color. To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. He added that he would continue to protest until the American flag represents what it's supposed to represent. Colin was locked out of his sport for his protest. As one commentator said, he has afflicted the comfortable and has paid the price. What he did has been empowering and inspiring to many. He put his values before his career. But this was only the beginning of Kaepernick's high-profile activism. The athlete has also started the Colin Kaepernick Foundation to fight oppression of all kinds globally through education and social activism. Kaepernick isn't only fighting against human injustice. He is also a vegan for animals, saying he cannot be silent when oppression is present anywhere, whether that be human or non-human oppression. He partnered with Impossible Foods to give away 1 million Impossible Burgers to people in need during the pandemic. Ben & Jerry's dedicated a new non-dairy flavor to honor Kaepernick. It's called Change the World. This flavor honors Colin's activism in pursuit of justice, and his portion of the proceeds from Change the World go to Know Your Rights Camp. The Know Your Rights Camp has teamed up with top defense and civil rights lawyers nationwide to provide legal resources for those who have been arrested or have been a victim of police brutality. And here's a poem for today, No Enemies by Charles Mackay. You have no enemies, you say? Alas, my friend, the boast is poor. He who has mingled in the fray of duty that the brave endure must have made foes. If you have none, small is the work that you have done. You've hit no traitor on the hip. You've dashed no cup from perjured lip. You've never turned the wrong to right. You've been a coward in the fight. No Enemies by Charles McKay. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to be willing to make enemies in your work for a just world.